Today we are going to be talking about the next generation AI. My name is Hakeem Brown, and this is Pop City Culture.
Welcome to the show.
7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone. Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to the most listened to international podcast around the world. Hakeem and Reggie Brown are two young African-American boys speaking the truth. This is
Pop City Culture.
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka. My name is Reggie Brown,
the podcast.
Welcome to Pop City Culture, the most listened to international podcast around the world. For kids, by kids, yes, sir, yeah. So today we're going to be talking about the next generation AI, man. This is like some Terminator stuff, people. I'm telling you, you better drop in here and listen. So, that being said, before we talk about all that AI stuff, let me introduce you to my older brother from the same mother.
Hey, family, welcome back to Pop City Culture, by kids, for kids.
That's right, people.
Yeah, Reggie.
What?
I'm supposed to say the by kids, for kids thing.
Man.
Not you.
It don't matter, man.
No, that's supposed to be my line. stick to the script. Stick to the script.
My script. Man, my
sun's
script.
Sun's going down.
Oh, shut
sun's
up.
Sun's going
man,
down.
Man, shut up, man. Why? Why do you keep singing stupid stuff
anyway,
like that?
Anyway, shut up,
move on.
Anyways, people.
Man, you shut up.
Today we're going to be talking about the next generation AI. Before we get to that, I want to give a shout out to Maria. She is a hair salon artist.
Yes, she
in
is.
In Springfield, Mass. Yeah, I'm giving her a shout out because, you know.
Shout out, baby.
I think, you know, that's Price's friend. He might be a little bit sweet on her. I don't know, man.
I think so. We just give her a shout out. Giving it to her.
So shout out to Marie. And I hope you have a good day and all your clients come to you. We got to get the name of the shop so we can throw that out there, too. You know what I'm
saying? Maybe she can do my hair, you know?
Yeah, so.
Go ahead.
You know, that being said, I don't know if everybody knows.
What?
Samanya rescued a stray kitten.
Are you kidding me, man?
Yeah, and I guess her dad took it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yana, you need some medicine, man. What is up with you, man?
I don't know what it is. Let's just keep going because I don't know why I keep yawning. I do not know. Every time I get in front of this mic, it's ridiculous.
I know it is.
Anyways.
It is. Always yawning, man.
And anyway, Samanya's dad.
Yeah.
I guess in his last house, they had like a big flea infestation. Mm-hmm. He knows how to deal with the fleas. But
after that, I suppose he does. Yeah, go on.
The kitten had fleas.
Oh, my God.
So he told her to put it outside till the morning, and they took it to some kind of, what's that place? Like a groomer.
So
they defleed it. But I guess come to find out, he ended up had to take it to the vet because there was something wrong with the back legs. No way. And, I guess it has like twisted legs. That's what it's called. It's a genetic defect. So Savanya, man, she is like broken up about this stuff. I mean, I feel bad for her. I don't know what she's going to do. It's sad. She's crying. But, you know, she really does.
Yeah. I know she was broken up about it because I was actually talking to her, man. She had a box of tissues and stuff, just crying sobbing, you know?
She really does like the kitten.
Yeah.
She wants to keep it, but, you know, I don't know if she can handle it because, you know, she's really young.
Be a lot of
but
work,
I,
man.
I guess.
What?
You know what, Reggie?
What?
I was talking to her dad, and he was saying
they
might take it to a no-kill shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't believe in like, having animals put down.
Yeah, that's sad. You want to
do
that.
I don't know. Oh, the other thing. What? I guess it has a tumor in the mouth.
Oh, yeah. She told me that.
So that would be like a lot of money, I guess.
Oh, my God.
So, like, money they ain't got right now.
Mm-hmm. Nobody got it now.
But, I mean, it's a lovable cat. She was showing me videos. She's showing you?
Yeah, she had a lot of videos. I was checking them out. Yes.
Yeah.
Cats running around her feet and stuff.
So, yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you, man. I feel bad. I mean, that's a sad situation. But, yeah, everybody keeps dumping the kittens off right in front of her house because she keeps feeding them, man.
You know, every time we turn around, she got food there.
I don't know, man.
You know?
I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know either, man. You know?
I don't know, but you know what I do know?
What do you know?
That's going to bring us to the news. That's right. We're going to be doing the news.
Yeah, what's going on? And what? Tell me about it.
I guess in the news, we should probably start with...
What?
Hang on a second.
What are you finding this stuff?
Oh, no. Hang on a second. What? I'm getting something else here.
Okay. What are you getting? I got to hear this, brother, because when you say something like that, I'm always chilling.
My computer just froze up, man.
Seriously, man?
Okay, so Attorney General Garland testified before a GOP-led House Judiciary Committee. And here's what to know about the combative House Judiciary Committee hearings with Attorney General Garland. I guess the House Republicans and Attorney General Merrick Garland clashed on Wednesday at a testifying hearing. You know, Republicans attacked on Garland's previewed impeachment inquiry. Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, one of the three committee chairs, spearheaded the impeachment inquiry, accusing the Justice Department of not prosecuting Hunter Biden over the tax years when Hunter Biden was on the board of Ukraine Energy from Burisma. And Jordan claims that Hunter worked on Burisma, was related to Joe Biden, and the then vice president demand that Ukraine fire its prosecutor general, even though Biden was carrying out bipartisan U.S. policy. What the prosecutor was not doing enough to prosecute corruption, including at Ukraine companies like Burisma. Now, I heard about this. You?
Man, of course I heard about it. What, you think I'm stupid, man?
Yeah, so I, you know, and there's a video, too, where Biden is sort of shaking down.
Yeah, I saw that.
The people over there.
That was gangster.
Ukraine saying, if you don't fire this person, you're not getting your money. I mean, to me, that's just cut and dry. What say you, Reggie?
Hey, you know, it's gangster, but you got to do what you got to do. He got to protect the son, you know?
Yeah. So he did threaten a man. I guess the guy got fired, you know? And
gangster.
It wasn't too good because everybody was saying, hey, this is, I forget the word.
Gangster?
But, I mean, it's basically like a conflict of interest. You know what I'm saying?
Gangster.
And something like that should not be happening. But unfortunately, in the world, it does.
I'm going to have to agree.
So next we have Zelensky urges UN Security Council to broaden membership to eliminate Russian veto.
Okay, what's it say, brother?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
Yes, I heard about that. Go on, man.
Ukraine President Zelensky spoke at a special United Nations Security Council session Wednesday on the war ravaging his country. Now, that's, as you know, they're at war with Russia. Russia invaded them, you know. So he offered criticism of the United Nations' ability to prevent conflict. We should recognize that the United Nations finds itself in a deadlock on the matter of aggression, he said. Humankind no longer pins its hope on the United Nations when it comes to the defense of the sovereign border of nations. I'm saying to myself, what say you? I mean, because I thought the United Nations was created so that they would stop people invading other countries like this. And there would never be another Adolf Hitler Nazi again. That's what I thought. I could be wrong. What about you?
Well, I don't know much about history, but that's what I thought the United Nations was for, to like protect all the other countries. Okay, I'm going to have to spit out there.
Yeah, so, sitting there. I guess Zelensky said this is genocide. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I hope people did not forget this.
What?
When Russia was bombing hospitals full of children and women. Not that to me that matters, because a life is a life, whether it's a man or...
Go on.
Or a baby, or this and that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it sounds more horrific when you say women and babies. But we shouldn't use and babies as a shield for...
For what?
Sympathy. Mm-hmm. Because the bottom line is, all life is sacred. Don't you think, Reggie?
Yes, all life is sacred. Absolutely. I agree.
I mean...
We shouldn't go to war in the first place.
A hospital, you know? They were bombing schools, hospitals, and then I guess they...
What?
Yeah, I'm getting triggered here.
I know you're getting triggered, brother. Yeah, so I know, man.
Then they ended up bombing the dam, which flooded a whole place and killed a lot of people. But I remember...
Hang on, Reggie.
Well,
I'm really triggered. I can't get a word in.
I remember when I was watching, and I don't know why they showed this on TV. This is why I ended up not watching a lot of the news again, because they were showing nasty graphic stuff. Like this,
when
Russia was shooting guns and missiles from their tanks, and they shot this guy, and the son was there. The son was probably about 20 or 25, and he was crying and screaming profanities. And I can't repeat what they said, but it was horrible. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, war, man, war ain't neat and clean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
unfortunately.
That really, I did not like that, you know?
I don't think anybody liked that. That was nasty, man. I know what you mean.
That being done, that being said.
Calm down.
I also heard Zelensky will meet with congressional leadership Thursday. So Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, a Democrat, and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican, will each host Ukrainian's president, Zelensky, in a separate meeting at the Capitol on Thursday morning. Zelensky has been invited to a meeting with the entire Senate, Schumer's office said. McCarthy's meeting will not include all members of the House, but he told reporters Wednesday that he will be bringing House leadership and committee leaders. So I guess this is something they got going on the side. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, my brother.
Yeah, so.
Go on.
Yo, there's, oh my God, there's,
whew. you got a lot to say there, my brother. I mean, you're just letting it all, you letting it all off your chest, ain't you?
I'm going to do this last one because this last one's sort of sad.
All right, go on.
So suspect in Romoville family murder found shot in Oklahoma. So we're going to see. So a 31-year-old man, Nathaniel Huey Jr. of Streamwood, Illinois, and an unnamed woman were identified as person of interest in the killing just hours after the bodies were discovered. So two suspects in the killing of an Illinois family of four were found shot inside a car in Oklahoma days after the horrific murders were discovered. Authorities announced Wednesday a 31-year-old man, Nathaniel Huey Jr. of Streamwood, Illinois, and an unnamed woman who were identified as a person of interest in the killings were involved in a car crash and shooting in Catoosa, Oklahoma, police said in a press conference. The update comes days after the bodies of two adults, two children, and three dogs were found at a home in Romoville, Illinois. The killings were initially unfolded as police were called to the home for a well-being check around 8:43 p.m. Sunday and a 500 block of Concord Avenue. I'll keep going.
Go on, brother.
Romoville Police Deputy Chief Chris Burns said one of the family members didn't show up for work at 6 a.m. on Sunday. Additionally, the individual didn't respond to phone calls throughout the day, causing family members to become concerned. Upon arrival at the home, officers discovered four deceased individuals, two adults and two children, with gunshot wounds. The two adults' victims were identified by authorities. The children, aged 7 and 9, have not yet been identified, but were both students at Robert C. Hill Elementary School, according to statements. According to officials, the shooting is believed to have occurred between 9 and, you know, whatever. That's sort of sad. Really, really sad.
That's really sad, brother.
When somebody dies, like especially a whole family, dude.
I know, man.
Family?
That's like,
are you kidding me?
That's a generation wiped out.
So
you know what I'm saying, right there, man. It's senseless, man.
Hopefully, they got the people.
Hopefully, man.
And
hopefully,
I mean, it's horrible.
Man, it's sickening. Sickening.
You know, sometimes I would just hope that the news sometimes would say we have some good news today, some really, really good news, but. I guess that ain't how news works. You know what I'm saying?
So, apparently not, man.
Anyways.
You know?
What? We're going to get on to our show. And the show is about... Wait a minute. The show is about...
What going on, AI?
Artificial intelligence. And whether or not we are safe. Are we safe?
I don't know. I don't think
so. You know, what's the future going to be?
Who knows, brother?
Does anybody know?
No one.
The next generation of artificial intelligence?
What could it be?
Who knows what that is? So
I don't know.
When it comes to artificial intelligence, what exactly are we talking about? You know, I mean, okay. So let me see here. Hang on.
We always hanging out. Well, look it up.
Intelligence.
All right. What's it say, brother?
And it says artificial intelligence. So what it does, it makes it possible for machines to learn from experience, adjust to new inputs, and perform human-like tasks. Most AI examples that you hear about today, from chess-playing computers to self-driving cars, rely heavily on deep learning and natural language processing. What say you, my boy, Reggie.
First of all, I ain't your boy. Second of all, I think artificial intelligence is going to be the way of the future. We might even integrate it into the human species genome. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you know, I think when people think of artificial intelligence, they might think of the Terminator and robots.
Heck yeah, the Sarah Connor's Chronicles and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Now, do we have that kind of technology to make robots?
Yes. I believe we do. Yep.
But what I guess people are worried about, whether or not these... Uh-huh. these
What?
You can make a computer.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Start
what?
How do I put it? You know how we as human beings, mm-hmm. we have babies.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I'm sure the babies get smarter and smarter.
They do.
What if the next level of this uh-huh. artificial intelligence is they start creating their own little babies, their own little computer AI babies,
uh-huh.
and they become smarter.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but what if they've already done it and they're hiding the babies inside a certain program, and those babies are getting smarter, they're learning, and then those babies are becoming more intelligent within, I don't know, let's say 30 days.
Oh, my God.
And they have babies, and we're already way behind the ball because they've got these hidden family members uh-huh. of AI, and we don't know what's going on because they are so advanced, and they're just waiting for us
to take us over
to mess up.
Waiting
for us to mess up.
Uh-huh.
You know, what say you, Reggie?
I think we are in some serious trouble, man. Because if that's God made the world in 7 days. What if they're making all their babies and in their world in like 6 weeks, man? I mean, that would be incredible if they're way ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so.
What?
I guess there's something called
spit it out.
There are four types of AIs.
I heard about this.
And one is reactive AI. Reactive AI algorithms operate only on a present data and have limited capabilities.
So they say.
So that compared to human beings would be like the caveman, right?
Yep. I know, right? The basics.
Or maybe a baby in the womb that's mm-hmm. just starting life.
Sort of mindless.
The second one is limited memory machines. Limited memory mm-hmm. based AI can store data from past experience temporarily.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
What say you?
I say we're in trouble. I say we got to do something.
Yeah, the third one is
what?
Theory of mind.
Oh, here we go.
Now, I'm thinking that...
What are you thinking? What?
Maybe we're trying to explore their mind and see exactly mm-hmm. what kind of mind they have. And I don't know.
Got like a digital mind.
We need an AI.
AI mind.
But
man.
Here's a scary one.
What is it?
Fourth one is uh-huh. self-aware AI.
Oh my goodness.
When they become aware, when they know this is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But
danger.
Reggie, here's the thing. What if they say,
uh-huh.
what if you ask somebody, hey AI, are you aware? And they go, yeah. And they say, prove it.
But
they can't, right? So does that mean they're aware?
No, man, they are not aware.
Okay, so Reggie, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Are you self-aware?
Yes, I am.
Okay, prove it.
I don't have to prove it. I am self-aware. I know who I am, you know?
Well, see, you got the sort of the same answer as an AI would. you can't really prove you're self-aware. You don't know.
I know.
To you, you're self-aware.
Yes, I
am. To you are alive.
Mm-hmm.
But what if, I mean, who's to say what alive is? I mean, that's like a philosophical question.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Yeah.
Okay, man. Okay. I mean, nobody can actually say, hey, we are self-aware. We are... free thinking.
Yeah, I suppose nobody can because only that individual can say something like
this
that.
This is who we are, yada, yada, mm-hmm. yada. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, my brother.
But mm-hmm. that's artificial. And the next generation.
The next generation, man, that would be incredible. You know, it'd almost be like if we had a symbiotic.
They say next generation AI,
uh-huh.
I think they're talking generative AI, which can create content for a specific customer's experience. And this mm-hmm. can be used.
Uh-huh.
as data to ensure success, ROI marketing techniques, and customer engagement using the customer's behavioral patterns. And now companies will be able to distinguish effective strategies and methods.
Mm.
However, this is, to me, that what they're talking about is from a business aspect.
Marketing,
Now I'm thinking from a military aspect.
Let's
face it, the bottom line is people...
Uh-huh.
People have a fear.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
And this fear can be seen in movies. When you see robots taking over the world.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, because I think people believe.
Uh-huh.
Are you listening, Reggie?
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
People believe that.
Go on.
That artificial intelligence. Now let's take it up a notch. Robots.
Take it up. Take it up.
Technology,
take it up there, my brother. Go on.
They will be able to take over the world. And why do we believe that?
Because that's what they say in movies. You know what I'm saying?
No. It's because what? I believe it's because...
Why? What?
They're basing that upon the human experience and what we've done in the past.
Like what, brother?
Well, I mean, in the past, we have human beings, not us. Human beings have enslaved other people, mm-hmm. other races.
Yeah.
They've enslaved everybody. So when you sit there and you say, hey...
What?
These robots, these artificial intelligence, may want to kill us. It's because we, uh-huh. as human beings, have a fear that they might do it to us because we are capable of doing something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And if we are capable of it, we think everybody's capable
of it. Then they would be, right?
You know, a thief ain't going to trust a thief because a thief is a thief, right? Mm-hmm. A liar ain't going to trust a liar.
Nope.
A liar's gonna think everybody's lying. You know why?
Because they're liars.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, so, I mean,
I know,
that's the human condition. So mm-hmm. It's a human condition versus AI.
Yep.
You know, and...
I know exactly what you mean.
I think we're basing everything off of what we might do.
Because we would do something like that. We would take people over.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Oh, man. This could get deep.
Real deep, brother.
This could get
this
so
deep. This
could
be a whole episode.
Because I think people...
Whole episode. Uh-huh.
You know, the biggest fear is...
What?
They want to have like a kill switch. So if...
For the
some
AI?
Some of these AIs uh-huh. do get out of control... They could just flip a switch and then
kill them, man.
Stop everything, you know.
Shut them up.
It'll like wipe their whole memory.
Yep, and human beings too.
No, Reggie, they can't wipe a human being's memory.
Man, how you know, man?
I mean, if they did, I think that's called death.
Man,
that's when you're dead, right?
I suppose so. Go
yeah.
On.
So,
go on.
Anyway, Reggie. Anyways,
what? What?
You know
what?
That is the biggest fear. So, that's what people fear the most: being controlled, being put into slavery by technology, by a robot and stuff, you know?
That'd be terrible, my brother.
Yeah, I mean, that would be scary, so scary.
Well, we like slaves now with our phones.
And you know what that would also do?
What? What would it do? What?
That would bring us...
To what? What? What?
To
what? To what?
What?
I don't know. Tell me, what's it going to bring us to?
Okay, I'll help you out.
Okay.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, I know what time it is, yeah.
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, I know what time it is. It is time for...
The Words of Wisdom.
Okay, take it away, my AI brother.
Nobody really knows what the future is going to hold as far as artificial intelligence. No one knows if artificial intelligence computers will exceed the intelligence of human beings. That seems to be what the big fear is, whether or not technology robots will enslave the human race. Is it because we as human beings inertly have a fear of being enslaved because we ourselves have enslaved others in the past and may do it in the future? They say a thief cannot trust anyone because by nature a thief is a thief. Itself is untrustworthy. I guess the same could be said about human beings when it comes to slavery. We should know best since we have that ugliness in our genes, that superiority complex which lurks in us like a cancer. And if we are to evolve, then we need to shed our fear of everything and everybody we need to trust. But is it too late for us? Is it too late for the human race? Are we a lost cause to our selfishness and our paranoia? I mean, let's face it, we are always at war. We're fighting with somebody. We don't trust anyone. We see conspiracies around every corner. Is this healthy or is this unhealthy? I say, personally, it is very unhealthy. And I certainly hope in the future we can evolve. Because I believe artificial intelligence could help the human race be better than what we are today. I believe AI could offer us something we could never imagine. Peace and hope. As long as our paranoia doesn't get the better of us. And those are my words of wisdom.
Thank you there, my brother, for your words of wisdom. I really do like that. And you know what? Maybe it is because people don't trust each other that we think robots are going to do it. But anyways... I'm going to pass the baton off to you, my older brother.
Thank you for joining us here on Pop City Culture, and thank you for making us one of the most listened to podcasts around the world. Our success is your success. You can download our past podcasts and enjoy them any time of the day, morning, noon, or night. I'll see you next time here on Pop City Culture, where we give you 3 cups of sunshine and what, Reggie?
And a pinch of attitude, my brother.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And as always, be kind and affectionate to one another.
Be kind.
Remember whose you are. Peace.
Yo, I'm going to tell you, man, artificial intelligence, that's some scary stuff, man. I don't know if that's the paranoia in me, that little paranoid gene, but maybe it's because I watch so many Terminator movies. Here's I am, man, because I believe we in trouble from this AI. Maybe. Anyways, Pop City Culture, thank you for joining us. Always delightful, always insightful. See y'all later. Bye. Hey, I was just thinking, what if my brother and me, we aren't real? We're just AI generated and somebody else is doing our voices. Oh my God, that'd be something to think about. Man.